Emirat Hashem, this coming week, we'll return to our regular Shi'ir in Ma'or V'Shemesh for Parshas Bo. But in the interim, while Yeshiva is still not yet in full swing, I'd like to share this recording with you, and we'll learn together the first piece of Ma'or V'Shemesh in Parshas Ve'era. Parsha begins, Ve'era el Avraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov ve'kel Shakai, u'shmi Hashem lo nodati lehem, v'gomer, l'chein amor levnei Yisrael ani Hashem v'gomer. Perish Rashi, he begins by quoting Rashi. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem, Rashi comments, lo hodati ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say that I didn't make myself known to the Avos, because that's not true. Of course, the Avos knew Hashem and they interacted with Hashem. Ela lo nodati. Lo nodati means that I wasn't fully known. In other words, Rashi explains, it's a subtle difference. Lo nikarti lehem b'midas amitis shali. Sha'alea nikra shmi Hashem. I was not yet known to them, it was not... Nikar wasn't recognized by them through the Midah of Emes, namely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yud Kei Vav Kei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries through on his promises, and that's how Rashi concludes. Neman la'ameis devarai, sharei hivtachti v'lo kiyamti. That name Hashem was not yet known to the Avos, namely the fact that I make promises and I'm faithful to fulfill my words. Because the Avos were zocha to hear the promises, but they weren't zocha to see the fulfillment of those promises. So the Avos had a limited understanding, or a limited hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's faithfulness to fulfill his words. And to go tell B'nai Yisrael, Ani Hashem, tell B'nai Yisrael that they're going to see the full expression of Ani Hashem. They're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu carry through on those promises that he made to the Avos long before. Okay, let's try to delve into it. So it says the Ma'or V'Shemesh, Lahavin hadvarim bepnimius nira, dihine Avram avinu lakach limidas omidas achesed. First, let's understand the balance of the Avos. Avraham, we know, was the embodiment of the midah of chesed. Va'avad b'midas achesed la'Hashem yisbarach, and that's how he served Hashem, with an extreme measure of chesed. That was his expression of avodas Hashem. Comes along Yitzchak, uva Yitzchak avinu, Yitzchak takes the opposite extreme, the midah of gvura, the midah of yira, the midah of pachad. Leida de is din is dayon. It's insufficient to just serve people food to introduce them to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was more the derech of Avram Avinu, his tent open and inviting his hashpa in a way of chesed. But Yitzchak comes and says, "Listen, people need to know de is din is dayon, that there's a judgment and there's a judge and there's accountability and there's responsibility." And there's Schar Va'onesh. And that's the Midah of Gvura. That's the more restrictive Midah of Pachad, which is Yitzchak Avinu, the left side of the Sphiros. Comes along Yaakov Avinu, Ba Yaakov Avinu, V'lakach L'midas O'midas HaRachamim. Rachamim is this balance between Chesed and Gvura, this balance between Ava and Yira, this balance between the world of Avram, which is, you know, again, Kulo Chesed, and the world of Yitzchak, which in a certain sense is Kulo Pachad. And there's something called rachamim. Rachamim means, what does the situation call for? Sometimes Rachmanis is saying yes, sometimes Rachmanis is saying no. L'mashal, a person is going through a difficult financial situation, and it's a person who is a responsible person, and they ask for help, and you give them money, so Rachmanis demands that you give. But if a person, lo aleinu, is a drug addict, or a person is an alcoholic, and they're asking for money to feed their vice, so obviously saying no is having Rachmanis on that person. So the Midah of Yaakov is sort of the balance of Avram and Yitzchak, knowing when to give and when to hold back. The difference between Chesed and Gvura. That's the Midah of Yaakov that we call Rachamim, or sometimes we call it Tiferes. Shehu HaBriach HaTichon, Yoshev Olim Ki Yaduo Mesifrei Kodesh. Yaakov is the Briach HaTichon. Yaakov is the central beam, the middle beam, what the Zohar calls Bechir Sheva Avos, the choicest of the Avos, because it's such a wholesome blend. Yaakov is Yoshev Olim. He creates a certain stability to the life of Klal Yisrael, and he's Yoshev Olam in the plural sense. In other words, he has many different hanhagos depending on what the moment calls for. That's called Tiferes. It's a levush that's changing. V'hinei kiyama olam lo haya efshar lesnaig b'midas achesed levad l'fisha al yedei hashpas rov tova cheto dor hamabov anche sedom ki adua. The world was not able to be sustained properly through the midah of chesed, because when there's such a hashpa of goodness in the world, it can be perverted, as we see by the Dor HaMabul and the Anshei Sodom. V'gam al yedei midaso she Yitzchak levado, and the mid of Yitzchak Avinu alone was also insufficient to sustain the world. The world can't be run through the midah of pachad, gvura, yira, alone. The hainu sheyaseh din take up over avera. To think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish a person immediately, that schar va'onesh is not going to be some type of delayed response, but an instantaneous response to one's actions. That means a person doesn't avera and they're immediately punished. It would be impossible for a world to function that way. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do averos, and we would never have a chance to do tshuva that way. This goes back to creation itself. Bereishis bara Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention, as it were, to create the world with midas ha'gvura Elokim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi says, decided to join together with that gvura, with that Elokim, yudke vavke, to add that mix of chesed to create, again, that world of Rachmanis in which we live. Because a world which was totally governed by midas ha'din, gam kein lo haya yachol la'olam l'skayim, the world simply could not exist. Rather, rak b'midas shel Yaakov shehi, his mazgus ha'din and barachvim, zeu kiyum ha'olam. It's the beautiful, again, and wholesome blend, what we call Tiferes or Rachamim of Yaakov Avinu, that allows the world to function. Kidisa v'seishav alav be'emes, dahainu midaso shel Yaakov, shumidas emes v'rachamim. Titein emes l'Yaakov. That's the truth of, truth again is lasting. For to create a lasting world, we needed the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Okay, so let's go a step further. Ukidipeirish harava kadosh ish alokim, Rav Menachem Mendel zatzal mirimanov, Rav Mendel rimanov er zatzal, explain the Gemara in Brachos. Nemar bris b'melach, v'nemar bris b'yisurin. The Torah uses the word bris in the context of salt, the covenant of salt, when it talks about the obligation to apply salt on the mizbeach, on the karbanos. V'nemar bris b'yisurin. And towards the very end of the Torah, the end of Chumash Devarim, it talks about a bris, the covenant of suffering, the covenant of divine punishment. So what's the relationship between the two? So the Gemara says, Ma melech, mam tekas habasar, just like salt sweetens, literally, sweetens the meat, or flavors the meat. Af yisurin mamarkin v'chulu. So too, yisurin have the ability to what? To sweeten the meat, the sadin of a person's life. A person is chayav for whatever they've done wrong. So through their suffering, that causes them to be freed from those punishments. That becomes their punishment. That restores their body to a spiritual health. The Hainu, but explained to Rav Mendel Rimanover, the Hainu ma melachim moisif yosir mikishir, yefshar lekabel hanami avasar. If you salt or you spice the dish too much as the dish without the salt is very bland, but too much salt can destroy, make it inedible. So too, rak dafka im nimlach kishir, if you salt it, if you apply the ingredients properly, that brings out the flavor of the meat. Kacha yisurin, yu mumuzagim. Shia yecholes lakablam, yu mumuzagim barachvim. So too, what Chazal is saying is, just like a person who salts the meat properly is able to bring out the best of the meat, so too, a person who suffers properly, and of course we all do, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to divvy out, to divide up, and to impose yisurim upon a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person what they deserve, what they can handle, and what will help them to bring out the best of themselves, hopefully. That's obviously the goal. Again, we're Bali Bechira, we have to choose to respond in the right way to our suffering. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets us up for success through Yisurin. So just like the salt, just like the spices are in a proper measure to bring out the best flavor, so too Yisurin are also measured, they're balanced, that a person should be able to mekabel them, that they should be done in a way of Rachmanis. So therefore, nimtza al yedei midaso shel Yaakov hayakiyum hu kiyum la'olam. And therefore, of course, as we come down to Mitzrayim, ve'elish shemos b'nei Yisrael haba Mitzrayim ve'eis Yaakov. Right, we come down to Mitzrayim not only with Yaakov the person, right, but with the midah of Yaakov, with an understanding that the suffering in Mitzrayim is going to be part of the necessary tikkun. It's really a rachmanis to prepare us for Kabbalas Torah. So therefore, v'hinei. Even though Yaakov already existed as a person, and Yaakov had embodied this trait of Teferes of Rachamim, the world had not yet seen the full expression of this Midah. In other words, we're still mid-story. We're in Parshas Ve'era. The Makos are just starting to unfold. Klal Yisrael is still suffering. We're left with many questions at this point. Why do we need to suffer so much? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us through these difficulties? And Yaakov, the person, Yaakov the individual, had a life which what? Which was hardly rachamim. It was much more suffering. It was the struggles of Esav, it was the struggles of Lavan, Mibanav Kiyadua, it was the struggles of the brothers fighting, everything that happened with Yosef, everything that happens with Dina, all of the struggles in Beis Lavan with Esav. It's a lifetime of difficulty. And Yaakov, not Yaakov as a person, but Yaakov as a concept, Yaakov as representing Klal Yisrael, stands before Paro and says, I've had a difficult life. It's Yaakov Avinu saying, really defending, it's not Yaakov complaining, Chas V'Shalom. It's Yaakov Avinu representing Klal Yisrael saying, Ribono Sholem, you made promises that we're going to suffer for a reason, but we've only experienced the suffering and we haven't seen the reason. I'm sure that Yaakov, as the tzaddik that he was able to what? Was able to make sense of it. But on behalf of smaller people like ourselves, when we only have the Yisurin and we don't yet see the conclusion, we don't yet see the Geula that comes from it, we don't yet see the Kabbalah Satorah that we earn through the Korah Barzel of Mitzrayim, so then it's very difficult for us to sometimes maintain our strength and our faith. And therefore, Mikol Shekein Banav Shayu B'Shibu Regalas Mitzrayim, Yaakov himself was not Zochet to see Geula. And the children of Yaakov, again, who were even on a lower level, not only did they have individual struggles with an Esav and a Lavan v'chulu, right, but they suffered as a people. Galus Mitzrayim, Shibun Mitzrayim. V'lo nizgal midaso she Yaakov avinu olav ha-shalom ad eis ha-geula mi-Mitzrayim. But that Rachmanis was not fully tangible, it was not yet expressed, it wasn't revealed in the world until we left Mitzrayim, until we experienced the Geula from Mitzrayim. Then nizgal ha-rachmim al-Knesset Yisrael, Shehu midas Yaakov v'yatsim midaso mikoach ha-lapoel. It's only when we leave Mitzrayim that we're able to see how what? How the Midah of Yaakov, which we always knew in potential, is now real. Now we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so precise that every bit of Jewish suffering in Mitzrayim was purposeful. And that's why I always like to point out, by the time we get to Har Sinai, no one has tainas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, you gave us the Torah, but... No one asks, what about this, what about that? It's self-evident, it's understood that everything that we went through in Mitzrayim was a necessary prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah. So now we understand how our Parsha begins. We have to think, how does Parsha Shemos end? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribono Sholem, you sent me to try to help Klal Yisrael, and it's only getting worse. And again, as we learned last year when we were learning the Eish Kodesh, the Piazetz, the Rebbe, often would be the defender of Klal Yisrael and say, listen, Ribono Sholem, I get it. I'm a tzaddik. He wouldn't obviously praise himself in that way, but we can. I'm a tzaddik. I understand why things have to happen. But the people don't understand. The people can't handle the suffering. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yaakov Avinu, again, they're both the embodiment of this Midah of Emes, like it says in the Zohar, Milagav, Milabar, they're the inside and outside of the same Midah. So they understand, Titein Emes LiYaakov, Yaakov understands the Emes. Moshe Emes was Saraso Emes, Moshe understands the Emes, but they feel an achrayus to defend Klal Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, as the Makos begin to unfold, and the Geula starts to come into focus, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I made promises. The Avos were not Zocha to see. It wasn't Nikar by them. It wasn't recognizable in a revealed way by them. But it's going to become revealed now. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Vizeo ve'eira el Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov. I appear to Avram Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov. Whenever there's that Vav, you'll notice it. We always have a Vav in conjunction with Yaakov. In fact, there are a number of places in Tanakh where Yaakov is spelled Male with a Vav. Six places where Yaakov is spelled Male with a Vav. But the letter Vav is the letter of Teferis. It's that letter that sort of represents those Midos from Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which again is sometimes embodied, those six Midos are embodied by the Midah of Yaakov, or as a cluster it's called Teferis. It's the Vav, it's that bridge, the Briach HaTichon, like we mentioned earlier, the central beam, which is Yaakov Avinu. That's how we say in Shmona Esrei, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov. There's a Vav. It's not just a grammatical structure. It's revealing something about the Midah of Yaakov. The truth is Yaakov is really the Os Yud, and Yosef is the Os Vav, as Hasemes describes. But that letter Vav is very much, the Vav is the Os Emes, it's the Os Bris. Again, it's Yaakov, it's Yosef. Again, the two of them share the same qualities. Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef. But the Vav is Merambis to Yaakov. So, in our pasuk, what does it mean? Ve'eir el Avram liYitzchak ve'el Yaakov. I appear to Avram in his way. I appear to Yitzchak in his way. I even appear to Yaakov in his way. The Vav is there, that Midah of Yaakov is there, that Midah of Rachamim is present, but it was only Bekel Shakai, continues the Pasuk. Rome is Sha'adayin Hayu Betzimtzum. Shakai is a name of restraint. Sha'amar La'olam Odai, Kadosh Baruch Hu held the world back. So Yaakov, your Midah was there in potential, V'lo Nizgalis Midaso Mikoach El HaPoel HaDayin Al Knesset Yisrael. But Knesset Yisrael was not yet Zoche to see the full expression of your Midah, Yaakov. And that's what it means, Shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. My name Hashem, right? Ushmi, again there's that vav, maybe. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati. Right? There's this lingering Tiferes, there's this lingering Rachamim, but the name of Hashem, that full expression of what? The emes of Hashem, the fulfillment of the promises, lo nodati lahem. Not lo hodati, like Rashi says. They knew of it, but lo nodati, they didn't experience it. Lo nodati lahem ki adua shu midaso shel Yaakov. What does it mean, Shmi Hashem? Midas emes rachamim lo nodati lahem adayin. It was not yet fully revealed to the Parish Rashi. Lo nikarti lahem midas amitas shali. Interesting. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my midah of emes again, which is the midah of Yaakov. It's interesting. We find that Yaakov is the one who's most like a Kadosh Baruch Hu of the avos. That's the Gemara in Maseches Megillah that says, Minayin shakaro HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYaakov kel. Where do we see that Hashem referred to Yaakov as El, godly? Like I mentioned before, Moshe is also this mitzvah of Emes. That's why Moshe is also called an Ish Elohim. He's a godly man. Right? There's something that aligns the picture of Yaakov Avinu on the Kisei HaKavod. It's somehow a reflection of Yaakov's place in Shemayim. Yaakov looked like Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon is Yitzir Kapov of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, these tzaddikim somehow were very much aligned with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in theory. Not in theory, for themselves it was in practice. But in terms of being able to give that over to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't yet revealed. And that's exactly how our parsha is beginning. Hashem says, listen, the Avos knew of it in theory. They didn't see it come to full expression. But now you're going to see it in a revealed way. So that Midah of Emes, that is the embodiment of Hashem. Chosma Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei. Hashem's signet, Hashem's seal, so to speak, is Emes. Hashem begins the Torah, Bereishis Bar Elokim. Bereishis Bara Elokim is Sofei Tevos Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stamp is Emes. But it wasn't yet revealed. It was still in its state of Kel Shakai. It was in a state of Tzimtzum. It was still not yet fully revealed. And therefore, say to Bnei Yisrael, tell Bnei Yisrael, that name, Sha'alea Nikra Shemi Hashem, Neman La'amez Devarai, that truth, that faithfulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill His promises, to make sure that it all works out, to make sure that the ingredients, that the salt, so to speak, that the Yisurim of our lives are properly measured. Shuhu Midas Yaakov, Midas Emes, as it says, Titein Emes LeYaakov, as the Navi Micha says. V'lachein Amor Levnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. It's time to tell Bnei Yisrael that while they, in the earlier generations, the Avos only heard the promises but didn't, again, see it in a fully revealed way, L'chein amor l'bnei Yisrael, but you, Bnei Yisrael, are going to find out, you're going to find out that Ani Hashem. D'haynu shmikan ve'eilach yizgalu harachvim ha'knesses Yisrael shu midas emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, in a more open and revealed way, be able to give us the answer, so to speak. That we don't just get the question as to why do I suffer, but we get the answer, which is the rachamim, to realize that it's all part of the hamtakas adinim. It's sweetening, it's spicing the dish in a way to bring out the greatest potential. So this is a truth that begins to reveal itself in these parshios as Hashem goes through the makos, and it's really a tefillah for us that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we understand the ikvus of the Mashiach is a difficult time period in Jewish history, but we ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to shower us with your rachmanas, right? V'yu rachamecha mizgoylim, like we sing in Ka Echsof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav rachmanas on Klal Yisrael, not just in a theoretical way, which is always true, but that the Midah of Yaakov, that Midah of Emes, of Rachamim, of Tiferes, should come to full expression, and in that way, we'll be zocha to the Gula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu Amen.